I'm a spring lover.
Yes.
27 degrees in Roanoke and Salem, 27 in Danville and Bedford and Lynchburg, 25 in Amherst and Appomattox.
So it's 7:06. It's Monday.
Layer up.
The story.
Well, I mean, you do need to layer up. You gotta wear your sweater in the morning.
Yeah.
But by the time you head home this afternoon.
Yeah, it'll.
Right.
Peeling that puppy and enjoying yourself.
Yeah, because it's going to be definitely going to be warmer. And of course, this is your final week before daylight savings time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
That's coming on Sunday.
That means I have to get a nap. Sunday. I did not get one yesterday. We went out to, I shared with you off the air, we went out to lunch, and my wife got this thing called a peach cobbler pancake over at Benjamin's, and it was ginormous. I mean, she basically ate not even a third of it. It was so big, and they were like 5/8 of an inch thick. You know, you'd say a half inch, but I'm an old carpenter. It's 5/8 of an inch thick. And the cobbler was embedded into the pancakes. It came with ice cream and whipped cream.
And I'm sure, it, you know, what, 300 calories tops?
Oh, yeah, per bite.
Right.
So we did a lot of shopping yesterday.
Oh.
We got gas and we just went around.
Errands and stuff.
Yeah, and we realized, okay, we can't do all that on a Sunday because we got home so late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we didn't really get any rest.
I went absolutely nowhere.
Did you?
I would go out.
Good for you.
I would go out to the garden.
Uh-huh.
I'd piddle in the garden.
Right.
And then I would come inside and I would do things inside.
Right.
So, yeah, I didn't go anywhere and was pretty happy to not be doing it.
Well.
For sure.
Governor Cuomo in more trouble.
Yes.
You said go ahead and make his theme song.
And then there were five.
Yeah.
Yep. This
sugar.
Is his theme song.
A lot
song.
Of sugar. Yeah.
Can't you see him pulling in?
He's eating those pancakes.
He's got the red Corvette. He's cruising through New York City. Got his gold chain on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two more women.
Do you think I'm sexy?
He thinks he's sexy.
Yeah, he is the love gov.
He is. Just ask him.
Sounds like a new show.
Two more women have come forward to accuse Governor Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Now, they were both former aides of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. They have come forward with allegations of sexual misconduct.
Right.
Karen Hinton, who worked as a press aide, told the Washington Post the governor called her to his dimly lit hotel room and hugged her twice following a work function. Now, this was in 2000. She said she pulled away. He pulled her back. She said the embrace was very long, too tight, too intimate.
Mm.
The married Hinton pulled away. He pulls me back for another intimate embrace. I thought at that moment, this is leading to a kiss. It could lead to other things. So right. I just pulled away and quickly left.
Right.
Cuomo at the time led the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Oh, okay.
Now, Peter and Jim... Ajnami, Cuomo's director of communications, addressed the allegations in a statement to the Post saying, this did not happen. She's a known antagonist of the governor.
Oh, really?
Who is attempting to take advantage of this moment to score cheap points with made-up allegations from 21 years ago. All women have a right to come forward and tell their story, but it's also the responsibility of the press to consider self-motivation. This is reckless. Now, I agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the Post notes that Hinton's husband is actually lobbyist Howard Glasser, who is a longtime Cuomo ally and confidant.
Wow.
Who worked as his director of state operations and senior policy until 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be why she hasn't come forward.
Interesting.
Before now.
Yeah.
It shows a pattern, is what it does. Meanwhile, Anna Liss, who worked for Cuomo as a policy and operations aide from 2013 to 2015, said the governor asked her if she had a boyfriend, touched her lower back, kissed her hand. Who does this?
Yeah, that's...
She said at first she thought his actions were just flirtations,
right.
But she said she came to believe that they just diminished her from an educated professional to a skirt. It's not appropriate in any setting. The governor called her sweetheart, asked if she had a boyfriend.
Yeah. Bloomberg reporting on Friday, two more high-level aides leave the Cuomo administration. New York governor facing dual scandals over sexual harassment claims and accusations his administration covered up the nursing home COVID deaths. So it looks like some of the women are jumping ship.
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. Your big girls sounded like they dealt with it. They handled it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they got out of there. I mean, that's what I would have done. But it does show, I think what ends up happening is when you have people just blatantly, oh, no, I didn't do anything inappropriate.
Right.
I think finally these women are like, yes, you do. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Honey.
You're right. Well, we heard some
sugar.
Audio. Oh, gosh. Never think of that song again the same way.
Probably not.
You know, we heard some audio on CBS News where he said, I'm not going to resign over accusations. So I guess they're going to have to be proved to be true for him to resign. Although,
you better be careful what you ask for,
right,
buddy boy.
Yeah.
There might be some beautiful bean footage out there that you don't want anybody to see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's that picture of him and Nancy holding hands, you know.
Oh, gross.
Nancy.
I can't get over the cheerleading comment you made earlier, so I still haven't fully recovered from that one. Thanks so much for asking.
Open Biden, instead of open sesame.
That doesn't even make...
It doesn't make sense.
I thought, when you first started playing that, honest and truly, I thought that she was going to say open sesame was like insulting to like Asians.
Well, that's where I thought
something.
It was going. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. And then it's open Biden.
I just love it. Open Biden.
All right. Well, it seems like there was a lot of, we're on guard for that now.
Mm-hmm.
The whole ridiculousness of what are people going to be offended by next. You can't say anything that's, you know. Now a New York Times columnist is saying that Pepe Le Pew perpetuates rape culture.
Oh, my gosh. What? I thought they were going after the fact that he was Mexican and that was anti-Mexican.
Pepe's not Mexican.
Oh,
that's
is this
Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, I'm getting my characters confused. I'm sorry.
You can't talk about Looney Tunes if you don't know the difference
Andre. Yeah, I remember. I'm sorry. It's early still.
It's not early enough that you should know who Pepe Le Pew is.
He
oh,
was
my
the
darling.
Skunk.
Oh, my
he
darling.
He was the skunk.
I
You're
love
right.
you so much.
Yes. Yes, you made your point. Jeez.
You know, Pepe Le Pew advocating the banishment of the six Dr. Seuss books for apparent racial imagery. The New York Times columnist Charles Blow also complained about cartoon skunk Pepe Le Pew for perpetuating rape culture.
Wow.
All right. So, some of the first cartoons I can remember, he said, included Pepe Le Pew, who normalized rape culture. The French romantic skunk forever looking for love became popularized in the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes and the Merry Melodies character of the mid-1900s. The lovable skunk was featured in numerous films, including Space Jam.
Right.
After right-wing blogs took notice of how Blow's critique, the Times writer doubled down on his rape culture claim on Twitter. Blogs are mad that I said Pepe Le Pew added to rape culture. Let's see. He grabs, kisses a girl stranger repeatedly constantly against her will. She struggles mightily to get away from him, but he won't release her. He locks the door to prevent her from escaping.
Oh, wow. Didn't he mistake a cat for another skunk or something?
That was the gag.
Yeah, that was the gag.
So the white stripe would like it was always like they were doing the road or they were doing, and then the cat would get the skunk down her. So even as a child, I understood that the reason she wanted to get away from him wasn't because she didn't like him, but it was because she was a cat.
Sure.
And he's a skunk.
Right.
And well it doesn't smell great.
There was
they make that very clear.
There was some tape rolling apparently when that encounter happened.
Oh no.
Darling, I have waited for you. I remove them from you, the bonds of slavery. Viola! Just to think, radiant flower, you do not have to come with me to the Casbah. We are already here.
Well, I have to stop it because it's getting too flagrantly sexual there.
A left-wing actress took the criticism a step further, saying Pepe is also transphobic.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
The cat is presenting as something other than what she biologically classifies as. What?
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness. What would happen to her if Pepe found out he had been making passes at a cat he thought was a skunk?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my word. This is insanity.
Well, if you'd like to check in on that, we do have some folks calling us. You're on the Morning Jam. Hello, who do we have?
This is Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Hi, Dale.
I, Pepe Le Pew, I did not have sex with that cat. Monica, oh, I don't know what her name is.
Oh, my gosh.
How could it be rape? I did not have sex with that cat, Monica Le... Oh, what was her name?
I knew this was going to happen.
Upset with a cartoon skunk.
Only in America.
Skunks that used to be called royals taking money for doing nothing and complaining about it.
Mm.
As far as I know about her, which isn't much, her claim to fame is on Deal or No Deal, she was able to actually open up a case revealing numbers.
No.
Oh, that's right. She was one of the set of legs on Deal or No Deal.
Mm-hmm.
That qualifies her to be interviewed and make millions of dollars because she is superior to the rest of us. We would not be able to open up a case as well as she did.
Right.
Now, apparently, she wanted to do herself in because it was just so traumatic for her.
Hmm.
I know. It's so traumatic, all those millions of dollars, and not know how to spend them.
Well, but I think that's just it. I think when they started, you know, saying, okay, you can be a part of the royal family, but there are duties that come with that. I don't think they wanted that. You know?
Well, of course, it was harder than just opening a case and revealing numbers and be paid for that.
Right.
Have to actually behave yourself. And as an American privileged woman of partial color, she doesn't know how to do that. She's used to having everything handed to her, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Dale.
I think you're
lots
right.
Lots of things to be upset about, like turning 60 tomorrow, but other than that.
Hey,
you know,
happy birthday ahead of time.
Absolutely.
Catching your mark. Catching
your
mark.
You are. You're nipping at my heels. Thanks for calling in, Dale.
Have a good one.
Happy tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll have to wish him happy birthday tomorrow. We got to write that. Well, maybe we can include him on our birthdays.
Our birthday list.
Yeah, our birthday list. So people are checking in on our text here. They're pretty upset with this whole Pepe thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they should be. This is like...
Sarge says, I find them both offensive and skunkish.
It's true. Mufayet to Pepe was a polecat. Pepe? Mm. What?
They promote songs like WAP by Cardi B, which we can't even say what that means on the air, but they're offended by the skunk cartoon.
Oh, well, not only promoting, but she got a Grammy for that, did she not?
She probably did.
Yeah, she did. I had an older lady on someone's social media.
Right.
Somebody had made a comment similar to what our texter just put in. And this lady, I mean, she looked to be, I don't know, probably in her 70s or so, maybe, said... corrected the person for spelling her name wrong.
Okay.
She wanted to make sure that she spelled her name
right.
properly, and then said that the song was about sexual freedom.
What?
And I said, please tell me this is some form of sarcasm.
Oh my gosh.
Because that song may be about a lot of things, but the last thing we need to be, you know, encouraging is sexual freedom. Right. There's already way too much of that mess.
Oh my gosh.
Going on right now. Cardi B is a waste of air. I don't even understand the fascination with her. Okay.
Well,
whatever it is she does.
Oh, I don't. She doesn't do much.
whatever that thing is she does.
The scene is still going.
Mon chéri, we can do away with the dull preliminaries and make.
Oh my gosh, that's practically.
Are you okay?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm okay.
Are you,
I'm just
embarrassed?
I am embarrassed. I'm turning.
I loved Pepe Le Pew, and I still love him, and I will love him till the day I die.
And I'm sorry I got him and Speedy Gonzalez.
I know. You're gonna have to tighten up. We'll be back with more on The Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb. Glad you're joining us on this Monday morning. It is, let's see, 7:21. We have local stories coming at the bottom of the hour. Coming out of that, we're going to have Dr. Kathy talking about high blood pressure.
It's just something you had. Another medical Monday.
There you go. Hey, you could re-sing that maybe. I don't know.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Brad Bell from Impact Church in Forest, and I want to extend a special invitation to you and your family to come and worship and fellowship with us each Sunday at 10 a.m. at Impact Church. We are currently meeting on the 42 acres of land the Lord has allowed us to purchase, located on Route 811, immediately beside and behind the Forest Volunteer Fire Department. At Impact, you can worship in service in our spacious facility or in drive-in fashion from your vehicle in full view of the service. We have an exciting and active children's ministry available for ages 2 years old through fifth grade. We stand boldly on the Word of God because we believe and know that God's Word changes lives. The Lord is doing great things in and through this church, and we would love for you to be a part of it. So come experience the fun, fellowship, and time in God's Word, and join us in the movement of the Lord as we look to make an impact for Christ in our community. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
This is Chuck with Overstreet Ace Hardware Stores. Spring is right around the corner, and Overstreet Ace has what you need for your outdoor projects. Both Overstreet Ace locations are stocked with the area's largest selection of steel brand gas and battery-powered trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. For your outdoor grilling, Overstreet Ace has the quality brands that you trust, like Weber, Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Kamado Joe, all with free assembly. Overstreet Ace, Lakeside Drive, Lynchburg, and our new store in Forest.
That's the sound of Speed Demons running around for one of the Forest Youth Athletic Association's most popular sports, flag football. Registration runs through March 12th. Don't fumble away your chances to sign up or let the dog intercept the registration form. Register as soon as possible to ensure your girl or boy, age 5 to 18, develops his or her skills while learning principles like fair play and sportsmanship. Visit forestyouth.org to find the league that best fits you and sign up ASAP.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
7:24 on a Monday morning. How you guys doing out there? We've got Dr. Kathy coming up here around 7:35 talking about heart stuff. We've got that
blood pressure.
Yeah, something I had to deal with. And I'll be on blood pressure meds probably the rest of my life.
And maybe some people are dealing with blood pressure and they don't even know it.
That's the thing. Yeah.
So many people are have signs of blood pressure, high blood pressure, mm-hmm. and they're not aware.
Right.
So we'll talk about all that. She's always interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the big bill passed over the weekend, and we've got Senator Blackburn. She was kind of on fire. There's a lot of good sound bites. I had to pick one of them. And she's talking about the fact that this, well, we learned leading up to the vote, and it hasn't been sent to the president yet because it still has to go to the Congress. The Senate approved it. Now it goes to the Congress for their final whatever, and then it gets sent off to Joe, and they'll wake him up to sign the bill and make a big deal of it, and then he won't remember it the next day.
Open Biden.
Yeah.
Open him up, yeah, get him to sign it, and then put him back in the box.
So Senator Blackburn from, I believe, Tennessee, your home state, mm-hmm. Came up and had a few things to say.
But do you really need to bail out the blue states that have mismanaged their funds and have mismanaged their pensions? It is immoral to continue to pile debt on our children and grandchildren to know that they're going to have to find a way to pay for this. It is selfish not to sit down and work this out so that we are not adding to the debt. There are all sorts of good things that you can do with money, but we have to remember the federal government only has money that the taxpayer sends to them. Hardworking taxpayers earn this money. And as Margaret Thatcher would have said, socialism is fine until you run out of other people's money.
Yeah.
So you mean you're talking about the prisoners, right? They're paying.
No, they don't contribute. Money. No, they don't contribute to the tax base. They just get a check, though.
Yeah, this will be their third check.
Right.
Because I don't know too many. I don't know too many prisoners who are making more than $75,000. Do you?
No, I mean not on the books, anyways.
Yeah, so I'm thinking they're probably going to get that stimulus check.
Yeah, and then illegal aliens are getting it too.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know that they got a Social Security
sometimes number. Yeah, they get their Social Security number. Although Ted Cruz was called a liar when he pointed that out.
Right.
You know, Ted Cruz.
Oh yeah.
Who's of
the Caribbean Queen
of us. Spanish heritage that takes
right, you know? Right, exactly.
I mean, I just want to put that out there. I'm just saying. So
wonders never cease with things like this. You know, of course, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't know which end is up.
Prevention. It's about diet, not diabetes. It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, really. She's never going to live that one down. Yeah. That, of course, wasn't from this time.
Right,
this was
from
Obamacare.
Before. Yeah, that was Obamacare, which, you know, helped.
But that's always been her philosophy.
Yeah, just read it after you pass it.
Although they'd made them read it, and they still passed it.
Right, yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, that's when you know you've been emboldened to an entirely new level.
Mm-hmm.
When they force the reading, when the whole country knows.
Right.
That this thing is getting passed, that very few people who are truly in need for COVID are getting help for COVID,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of the money is not even being spent on COVID,
right.
and yet they're still allowed to call it a COVID relief bill.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the question. I've reached out to my representatives
mm-hmm.
to let them know that this shouldn't be passed. It shouldn't have gotten there. How many of us have actually done that, though? How many of us have actually stepped up and spoken? If they were overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
with enough people saying stop this, you
right.
can't tell me that they wouldn't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they would.
Yeah.
But because people just complain around the water cooler and
right.
don't say anything,
sure,
this is what ends up happening. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we do bear some of the responsibility here.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, one of these days we're going to wake up and it's going to be
collapsed.
It's going to be collapsed, and then it's going to be too late.
And everybody's going to be turning around,
fingers.
Looking at each other, going, "What? I don't know. I don't know what happened." I mean, there.
Right.
My kids were talking about it this weekend, where people are, some of the friends their age
mm-hmm.
are talking about. You know, the reason the gas has gone up is it was Trump's fault.
Right.
It's Trump's fault.
Mm.
And then the reason that the vaccines are finally getting out now, that's all Biden. And it's just unbelievable.
Well, you know,
all the credit, none of the blame.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to work.
That's the motto.
Yeah, and I believe into his second term, you had Obama still blaming Bush 43 for some of the troubles. And
oh
I'm
my
thinking,
gosh!
You know, it
that
just,
was a constant.
Yeah, that was just
yeah that
disgusting.
Was that was a constant during the whole
yeah.
I mean, for 8 years.
Right.
That's what we heard.
Yeah. When
anytime, mm-hmm. anything. Oh, that's just residual.
Yeah.
Residual.
Yeah.
And,
evil
and
Bush.
Look, sometimes that is legitimate.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
of those
sure.
problems did start earlier. But not every single time something goes wrong.
You can't. Right. So he's going to take credit when it's worth taking credit for of things that Trump did. And Trump did do a lot of good things. You have to admit it. And hopefully the history writers will not be so biased that future generations won't understand what happened during this time.
Hmm.
So.
All right. We will be back with a deeper dive into your local news. That's ahead on this gorgeous Monday. It's a little chilly to start, but it's going to be really pretty
yep.
by the time the day is through. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. 7:30. We'll have CBS News Brief coming up right at 7:31. local news, as Janet said. And then Dr. Kathy talking about blood pressure. We've sure got it going this morning.
CBS News Brief. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle say racism is part of what drove them away from royal life. In an interview with Oprah on CBS, they reveal there was talk of their unborn baby Archie's complexion.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What? What was that conversation?
That conversation I'm never going to share.
Jury selection begins today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who pressed a knee to George Floyd's neck before he died. Attorney Joe Tamburino.
Proving a third-degree murder is easier than proving a second-degree unintentional felony murder. Third degree is basically extreme indifference to someone else's life.
CBS's Deborah Alfaron on what's next for the president's Senate-approved COVID relief bill.
It now goes to the House, then the president's desk for signing, both of which could happen as early as tomorrow.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. I'm Niecy Payne in the WDBJ 7 newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill is one step closer to passage. If the House passes the revised Senate bill, it could go to President Biden's desk early this week, with direct payments potentially being sent to people as early as next week. The Shawsville Volunteer Rescue Squad has promoted Stephanie Palmer to be its very first female chief. The department says it is very excited to have such a hardworking and intelligent woman as their new leader. And two members of the Galax Fire Department dropped everything in the middle of their wedding celebration to jump into action when duty called. Saturday night, Pierce and Jessica were enjoying their special day together when the house in Hillsville caught fire. The pair swapped out their wedding attire for their firefighter gear and got to work. Once the fire was extinguished, the two returned to their wedding celebration. I'm Niecy Payne. Join us for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 each weekday morning.
So what about your air ducts?
I know you rarely think about them, but they are very important. They circulate the air from your heating and cooling system into and out of each room. In fact, all the air in your home circulates through the ducts multiple times a day, and it's the same air your family breathes. You want this air to be clean as possible. To help your family get ready for spring, Mills Heating and Air Conditioning is offering a 30% savings on a whole house duct cleaning. 30% savings means you save $200 on a professional duct cleaning, assuring your family is breathing cleaner and easier. Log on millsheating.com. And Mills is offering their preseason AC check for only $59, a 50% savings. Mills will check for proper Freon levels, check electrical contacts, check wiring, and more, all for only $59. Log on millsheating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
What are you doing to my kitchen?
Hey, you said it couldn't get any uglier.
Well, I was wrong. Why didn't you just call Stonecrafters of Lynchburg like I asked you to? I'd have my dream kitchen done by now.
Now, honey, you know acts of service is my love language.
I do. So actively go to your phone and call Stonecrafters of Lynchburg. They'll help with design, and my girlfriend Debbie says they shoot straight with fair prices.
For an OBS experience, call Stonecrafters of Lynchburg and visit them at stonecraftersva.com and on 122 just south of Bedford.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
This week's forecast is for spring lovers. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. We'll see sunny skies today with a high near 61 degrees and a light southwest wind. Overnight, clear skies with a low near 33 degrees. Then Tuesday, sunshine with temperatures even warmer with a high near 67 degrees. By Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies with a low near 37 degrees. Then we're back to near 70 degrees Wednesday with sunshine and more of the same through the end of the week.
Lynchburg in Central Virginia has 27 degrees. It is 28 degrees in Roanoke in the New River Valley, 27 in Danville on the south side, and 28 in Alta Vista.
So no injuries after a small plane crashed at the Roanoke-Blacksburg Regional Airport over the weekend. Emergency crews spent most of Saturday cleaning up the the crash, as it were, and getting the plane off the runway and so on and so forth. Private plane landing gear did not properly deploy, which resulted in the plane making a belly landing on the runway. The incident took place at 10:45 a.m., and as we said, no injuries were reported. Two people were inside the small plane.
Federal prosecutors say a Roanoke medical practice will pay more than $2 million in fines and restitution for fraudulent Medicare and Medicaid billing over an eight-year span. Allergy and Asthma Associates had already pled guilty to billing the government more than $600,000 for expensive asthma treatments it either did not purchase or improperly administered to patients. And from January 10th until September 2017, AAA billed Medicare $627,540 for medicines it did not purchase. Under the terms of the civil resolution finalized last week, they will pay the settled claims they violated when they did the False Claims Act. That will be paid back to the U.S. government, and part will be paid to the Commonwealth of Virginia.
These are some of the groups of people that can pre-register for vaccine. If you haven't done that already, people 60, and this is in the Lynchburg area, people 65 years old or older, people living in correctional facilities, homeless shelters, migrant labor camps. There's a wide, vast area list of people. I won't go through each and every one of them. A lot of your first responders, you have childcare, pre-K-12 teachers and staff, grocery workers, public transit workers, mail carriers, officials needed to maintain continuity of government. Those are all the people that are at the top of the list. If you're wondering for yourself, there is a phone number you can call to find out where you might be on the list. Maybe you're in the next phase. You can call 434-477-5965. That's 434-477-5965 to pre-register for the COVID vaccine.
All right, and final story before we get into our Medical Monday. With March being National Problem Gambling Awareness Month, the Virginia Lottery, in partnership with the Virginia Council on Problem Gambling, is pushing out information on how Virginians who feel like they have a gambling problem can get help. There is a Virginia Problems Gambling Helpline, which you can call, and there's also more materials on the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline website. Commonwealth has a history of not properly funding problem gambling services. A survey shows that Virginia ranked 40th among all 50 states in funding problem gambling services. And the awareness campaign is a good thing, but they say it's psychological treatment that is needed for anyone who is suffering from gambling addiction. And we're seeing more and more gambling in the Commonwealth. You know, used to, you just didn't see it that much.
Yeah.
But more of it is definitely coming within the state perimeters.
Sure. And then
not just the lottery. We're not talking about the lottery
right
here.
Right. Yeah. And then we're going to have Danville.
Right.
That's going to attract. And so we've got to be careful.
We've got gaming emporiums. Rosie's is in Roanoke. And for a lot of people, it's not, you know, it's entertainment like anything else. Mm-hmm. But for some people, I mean, it's like drinking.
Right, sure.
Some people just can't, they can't be reasonable with it. So.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, we've got our special guest us this morning. We love Dr. Kathy, and we're glad she's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Janet and Mark. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Oh, it's good. It's always good when the sun is shining. It makes a better morning.
It sure does.
It definitely is. It's going to be pretty pleasant, I think, this morning. We're starting out, you know, kind of cool, but it warms up as the day goes on. So that's a good thing. So this morning we want to talk about high blood pressure.
Ugh.
Well, I want to talk about it. Mark doesn't want to talk about it, but you know, that's something that I've always tried to keep an eye on. But I remember when my ex-husband was in, he was like in his late 20s, and he started coming home every day with these just horrible headaches every day. And I said, yeah, that's not normal to do that. And it was high blood pressure.
Yep, that can happen. Most people with high blood pressure are diagnosed between the ages of 25 and 55. So late 20s is not uncommon.
Okay.
Most people with high blood pressure, however, do not have symptoms. And that's why they call it the, quote, silent killer, unquote. So, you know, if you have high blood pressure, you usually won't know it.
Wow.
Getting your blood pressure checked periodically at, you know, a health fair when we ever get back to those, or, you know, at your local primary care provider's clinic when you go in for whatever reason or checkup or a problem. Sometimes you can get it checked at your church. There'll be a parish nurse or, you know, someone who might be checking blood pressures periodically. Take the opportunity to do so.
So what do you think about the little,
what
do you think about the little machines in the pharmacies and things? How accurate are those?
You know, it's, I think they're getting better. For a while, I didn't trust them at all. But I think the automated machines now have entered the age of probably more accuracy. The ones people can purchase for home use are pretty, you know, they're about $45. I think Omron is one good brand. I always like to double check them. So I usually tell my patients, hey, bring it in next time you're coming in for whatever reason to the clinic. And we'll check your machine and then we'll listen to your blood pressure and we'll compare the readings. If they're fairly close, then we can trust it and you can use it. And it's always good to have more readings at home and not just trust the one reading at the clinic when you're upset or you don't like your doctor and
right.
you know, you're kind of stressed.
Or you had three cups of coffee before you got there.
Three cups of coffee, only three, huh, Mark? Wow.
I don't let him have caffeine.
No, I can't drink coffee until after the show.
Dangerous. Yes. We don't let him have that. That's not good. So high blood pressure, like you were saying, it's good to get average readings. You want to know, you know, what is an average, not just when, like you said, when you're at the doctor. Now sometimes those numbers blurt out and people don't even know what they mean. Like sometimes you're at the office and they're like, oh, it's da 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 over da da da, and I go by the sound of their voice. Oh, okay, they seem happy.
Yeah,
so that's good.
That's a good number, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, the top number is called the systolic, and that is the pressure which your heart is pumping blood out into the arteries. That's the flow of blood out into the body. And the diastolic is the bottom number, and that's the relaxation phase when the ventricle is not pumping blood out into the body, and the vessels are just kind of holding a certain amount of pressure to keep the blood flowing. That diastolic number is typically higher in younger people, and as we age, the compliance of our arteries drops, and so the diastolic reading lowers. So the systolic number is also, the first one is also important, and that one is more typically elevated in older people. So, but either one of them is important. So if you're 30 years old and your blood pressure is 140 over 95, they're both elevated.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, we'd like it to be 130 over 80 or less.
Huh. Okay. So as you're looking, you were saying that many times blood pressure is called the silent killer because people don't show symptoms. Are there certain factors that would make somebody more likely to be concerned about high blood pressure?
Absolutely. I think one thing is family history. If you know both your parents or one of your parents and all your grandparents had hypertension, high blood pressure, you may be genetically set up for the same. So you might want to get that checked more often. If you are overweight or gaining weight, that can add to high blood pressure. The older we get, the more likely you're going to have high blood pressure. High sodium diet. And a lot of people don't realize the amount of salt that's in their food. Food that's just, you know, picked right off the stalk or, you know, unadulterated with any kind of sauces is probably pretty low in sodium. But when you buy things that are, you know, in sauces or in cans that have salt added or processed and frozen so that you just take them from your freezer to your microwave to your table,
mm-hmm.
pay attention to those nutrition facts labels and look at the sodium content. It'll open your eyes. I laughed one time a while ago. I got a thing of Progresso soup, not to pick on Progresso. All the soups are terrible. You know, I thought, oh, this isn't too bad. It says like 750 milligrams of sodium. And then I realized they said per serving. And you know how many servings they think are in that can?
Mm.
2.5.
Right.
So there was like 1,800 milligrams of sodium in that can, and I was going to eat the whole thing. Well, that's nearly my entire day's worth of sodium in a can. So you have to be careful with that. Other things that will put people at high risk would be like excessive alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. And that may be a whole other program, guys, because alcohol consumption in America is an issue. People don't have a clue what a portion is and how much is healthy. Physical inactivity, if people, you know, are just sitting around most of the time, they don't do active exercise, they're at higher risk for high blood pressure. And patients with sleep apnea, their blood pressure is often elevated. Their bodies are incredibly stressed from the poor night's sleep. One last thing to keep in mind, Black patients tend to have high blood pressure earlier in life.
Right.
The numbers are usually higher, and it, they have more target organ damage, which I can explain if you'd like.
Well, I want to go back to the sodium thing just real quick. So low sodium, when it states it on the can or the whatever bottle, is that even within the numbers that we should be dealing with?
Lower, sometimes if you pay attention, it's lower.
Right.
It'll say 33% lower. Well, if it's, you know, astronomical to begin with, 33% isn't enough lowering, right? So you have to actually turn the can or jar or box around and actually read those nutrition facts. First of all, acquaint yourself with what they think a portion size is, because in America, we supersize everything and we think it's just all for me, right? So there's more servings in that container than you think. Mm. So do the math and then look at how much sodium per serving and then figure out how much of that package you're going to eat and then figure that out. You really don't want more than 2 to 3 grams of sodium a day if you can get away with it. And as I said, one can of soup could do a lot of damage with that. You've got the rest of your day to eat the rest of your food. So.
Sure.
My sister used to buy the low sodium V8 juice and then she would salt it herself. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm controlling it this way. Oh, okay, I get it. Oh, she's
That's
precious.
A good one.
Anyway, so going back to blood pressure and race, I have had friends who were quite young who not only have suffered from high blood pressure, but one person in particular that comes to mind actually suffered a stroke at a very early age. Why is that?
Well, when your blood vessels are enduring very high pressure, you know, over time that can do damage to the vessel walls. Strokes, heart attacks, kidney damage are three of the major issues of downstream damage from long-term hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
And because most people don't feel their blood pressure is high, and it can be high even in your teens already, but usually 20s, 30s, 40s, if you're not paying attention and you're just living your life and raising your kids and going to work and whatever, and your blood pressure's been high for 15, 20 years and you didn't know it, you can end up having a stroke or a heart attack. Or your kidneys can be so damaged that by the time you get a blood test, they're already at stage 3 or 4.
Wow.
You know, you just had no idea that your blood vessels were being battered for so long. So, yeah, a presenting symptom, unfortunately, can be a stroke. And there's different types of strokes. Some people actually bust the blood vessel and hemorrhage.
Mm-hmm.
Others just have major clots because of the damage to the interior of the blood vessel.
So we talk about the risk factors that you've reviewed, but there are also some things that are kind of outside factors mm-hmm. that can impact our blood pressure that we may not even be aware of.
True. A lot of them have to do with medications and even supplements. So patients should be careful if they're loading up on the decongestants. We're entering allergy season here,
mm-hmm.
and you know a lot of people will get their Claritin D or their Allegra D, you know, over the counter. The D is a decongestant, and that can raise your blood pressure. And if you already have high readings that you're not aware of, and then you add fuel to the fire, those blood pressure readings can go up. Things like steroids. You know, sometimes people end up with a dose of steroids for asthma or like poison ivy or something. They'll mm-hmm. raise your blood pressure. Even simple things like ibuprofen or Aleve. People will down those, you know, when they injure themselves or for headaches or whatever, and those drugs will raise your blood pressure. Some people purchase, you know, weight loss medications or they'll get prescriptions for those. They can raise blood pressure. Caffeine, by the way. Sorry, back to you, Mark. Caffeine.
Well, I do decaf.
Yeah, he does. He does a good job.
Good job. the stimulants in the caffeine. And caffeine comes in all kinds of ways. Dr.
Sure.
Pepper, for example, or Coca-Cola, you know, mm-hmm. tea, chocolate, coffee, etc. Now, if people are abusing drugs like cocaine, those mm-hmm. will raise your blood pressure. And sometimes the presenting symptom in the emergency room, you'll see a young person come in and they've had a stroke. They had used cocaine
mm-hmm.
and raised their blood pressure so high.
Wow.
Birth control pills are another one that we are very, very careful on. The higher the estrogen dose in the birth control pill, the more likely the blood pressure can go up. So we always pay close attention to that.
Can we maybe at a different date, we can't open this can of worms, but I would like to talk about the stress levels that we all deal with and how that affects our blood pressure is just probably for one segment all by itself.
Well, and not just blood pressure. Stress level impacts so many things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to do that.
Sure.
Of course, the thing that you always tell us, and this is what we want to leave folks with always, is the importance of finding yourself a healthcare provider that you're really comfortable with and that you can have these conversations with.
I'm passionate about this. So many patients that I have seen will look at me after our little interview together and say, no one's ever asked me those questions. And I know that time constraints are a huge deal. But medicine has become this mill where people are in and out in 17 minutes.
Mm.
And if 10 of them are sitting there waiting for the doctor or provider to get into the room, you've wasted a lot of time, right?
Sure.
So if you can't have those conversations, you can't have excellent care. We are partners in healthcare. You bring information as a patient to the table that I can't possibly know. How you feel, your symptoms, what your life is like, what time do you have to exercise, you know, what is your budget like? Can you even buy fresh vegetables? And I bring information to the table because I happen to go to medical school and train, and you didn't do that. So we come together as a partnership. And so for me, that's the only way to take care of patients. And I think patients should be looking for the kind of provider that actually listens to them, cares about their life, so that they understand that they can't just give them dictates. Hey, exercise more, stop smoking, quit drinking so much, and back off on the caffeine, and oh, here's a prescription, bye, see ya.
Right.
That's not going to work, right?
Well, we always appreciate your insight into topics such as these. If you came in late on the conversation, you'll be able to catch everything on our SoundCloud, and we'll have it posted on our social media as well, The Morning Jam on VTRN. Dr. Kathy, thanks for joining us today for our Medical Monday. Blood pressure, it's out there. Do you know what yours is? It's important to know. So we'll talk to you again next Monday. Thanks for joining us.
It's always great to talk with you guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. So, Janet, we'll have to do the one on stress because a good friend of mine had surgery November, and he had open heart surgery, and a lot of it was due to stress.
Yeah, not managing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll kill you, literally.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Don't sweat the small stuff, folks. Choose your battles wisely. Or as my Mark says, is that a skunk really worth shooting? Even though they're trying to shoot Pepe Le Pew now.
Isn't that
they're trying to shut him down.
Don't forget.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Talking with Greg Walker. He's the general manager at Feller Chevrolet on Main Street in Alta Vista. One of the things that I always hear from Lynchburg to Danville, Roanoke, they all come to Feller's because you do have that small town friendliness. You do have that low pressure. You don't even have commission salespeople. You just do it differently.
Everything's priced online, and you got to be competitive with your pricing so the customer knows. They would not be there if they didn't know the price was in line. So really the salesman's there just to help the customer with questions, you know, financing, what have you, which we do a really good job.
So the internet has changed a lot of things for a lot of people. Do you find that your buyers are more educated coming in and they have maybe different questions than they did even 15 years ago when they come and purchase a car?
Sometimes they know a lot more than we do.
No, really?
Yeah, they know what their car's worth. They know what we should sell our car for. The buying process there has become so nice and simple, which I really enjoy. You don't have the arguments and the bickering right. back and forth, the old school sales stuff that I just hated. It's a nice way to do business, and it's an upfront and transparent way, which people appreciate.
It seemed like when COVID hit, the big manufacturers, they slowed down because they had to readjust and figure out how they could make cars. What did that do to the used car market for you guys?
Well, it affected it for a while. Mm-hmm. The used car market's coming back, but it'll get there.
And then what about trade-ins? You open to trade-ins?
Oh, yes. We'll buy your car if you just want to sell it to us and you're buying something somewhere else. There's nothing better than a one-owner used car
that's been
taken care of. And we know the difference. We're professionals there. And we see that nice vehicle. We pay top dollar because we have customers that want those vehicles.
Sure. Very good to know. Well, we're talking with Greg Walker from Feller Chevrolet on Main Street in Alta Vista, and there's a reason why they say Feller Chevrolet, a short drive will save you money.
Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Kim Gardner. We know you don't want to mess with your discount. That's why we offer so many.
And I'm Chip Harvey. As a State Farm customer, you may be eligible for one or more of the many auto insurance discounts we offer.
You could save money for being a safe driver or a good student. We have accident-free discounts, multiple car discounts, multiple line discounts.
So see me, Kim Gardner, in the Amalon Shopping Center in Madison Heights.
Or me, Chip Harvey, on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's. And let us show you how our discounts can start saving you money today.
Firearm aficionados. M&M Auction presents the March Firearm Auction Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. on Highway 58 in Broadmax, Virginia. The event features sales on handguns, shotguns, hunting and sporting rifles, ammo, and other related items. Private dealer consignments will be accepted. Preview items Friday, March 12th from 2 to 7 p.m. and visit M&M Auction LLC on Facebook for lists and pictures. It's the March Firearm Auction, Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. at 41825 U.S. Highway 58 in Broadmax, Virginia. All state and federal firearm laws apply. Chris Michael, VAR, number 2593.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hey, my old amigo Crow.
I'm sure that's insulting. They probably already canceled him.
Well, speaking of Gonzalez, I got confused earlier.
You like my sister. Everyone likes my sister.
I got Speedy and Peppy confused earlier, so I felt like
it was
It was early, and I felt like I should give Speedy his due.
He had to make it right.
Mm-hmm. Had to make it right.
I love all of Looney Tunes. I love all of them.
Right.
And I know I probably need to get all the original Looney Tunes on DVD.
Yeah, before they're scrubbed.
Before they're gone.
Totally.
This is probably a Warner Brothers thing. They probably started this whole thing just to make the price of the DVDs go up.
Right.
Oh, I'm being played. I just know it.
Well, we talked about it earlier. Pepe Le Pew in trouble.
Right.
For being a misogynist pig.
Even though
he's a skunk.
Oh, no. It's more than that, my friend. He is encouraging rape culture.
Hmm.
I mean, let's get the story straight.
Well, I mean...
And he's transphobic.
Oh, remember? I forgot about that part.
Because the cat was pretending... Wait a minute.
Oh.
The cat identified as a cat,
right.
But no... Was it? I don't know. Anyway, that's what they're accusing. I'm so confused.
I'm not
now.
Sure, but
I don't know. But you should be offended.
Well, it's hard to.
That's all I know for sure.
It's hard to keep up.
It's very hard
to keep up with the latest offense.
I know. Whatever is the latest.
Yeah.
So Speedy and Peppy are both romantic languages. It's true. Everything I learned about romance, I learned from Peppy.
Wow.
Oh, ma chérie. Oh, I love it.
Oh, this is the cat trying to get away.
Yeah.
And make love right away. We can spend the rest of our lives making love. We shall flee to Capri.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. That's Governor Cuomo, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Just talking to one of his aides.
Staffers, yeah. He's in trouble. We'll see how long he can last.
And then there were five.
Yeah.
Kind of where we are. But he says he's not stepping down.
Mm-mm.
Not doing it. Oh, and we've got a story about the Views coverage of Cuomo, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's something new with Whoopi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we'll cover that in the next hour. Some good, juicy gossip for you in the next hour. It's 8 o'clock, CBS News coming at you.